In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's game day. We are at the link. The gates have opened. We are at Pepsi Plaza. We will take you up until 6 o'clock when the Eagles pregame show begins. Eagles pregame show, Joe Giglio, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, Ruben Frank, Howard Eskin, and more. Vinny Curry will visit today. As Vinny Curry is the honorary captain.
Yeah. Retiring an Eagle.
Retiring an Eagle.
Now, as we all do.
We have a very important top five at five. So important that when Jack told me about it today, I had to talk to him about it. Because it was, to me, it felt potentially disastrous. So Elliot, I just want you to know that this is because I have faith in you.
Yes.
Well, I feel
it's not that bad.
Ever since you've got here, there's been a lot of, just so you know, we really love you before segments. So, no, I'm excited to get here an hour early to get made fun of.
Okay. No.
A nice preview of the
preview. It could go very well.
Yeah, I'm sure.
By the way, this is on Jack. Okay. The top 5 and 5 is sponsored by T-Mobile. He actually did have to convince me. The top 5 and 5 is sponsored by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So yesterday, Elliot and I were recording the number one Sixers podcast at Odyssey.
Oh, my God.
Clap Your Hands.
The Clap Your Hands podcast.
Daily podcast.
And it was revealed to me at the end when we were talking about Villanova.
Oh, God. Here we go.
That Elliot did not know that Rolly Massimino was the head coach of the 1985 Villanova Wildcats that were the national champions and took down Georgetown.
Yeah.
Yeah, because who cares, man?
Oh,
it was 50 years ago, and it was college basketball.
This is not going well early.
Starting off. And by the way, Jack texted me, and he was like, would you think people should know this? And I was like, well, I'm not entirely surprised Elliot didn't. But yes, that is something that I think people here would
know. So I believe that is institutional Philadelphia sports knowledge.
I agree.
Are you about to quiz me?
So what I have for you today is top 5 and 5 institutional Philadelphia sports questions that Elliot Shore Park should know the answer to.
Uh-oh.
All right. I don't know why I came early.
Yep. I think, Elliot, I think you'll be good with this.
I'm really, really bad at quizzes.
Yep.
Number 5.
I don't think we should do this.
He's fine.
That's fine.
All right, okay.
Number 5. Who is Smarty Jones?
Oh, come on. He's the horse.
Okay. That's a good enough answer.
Yeah, he's the horse.
He won the Kentucky Derby.
R.I.P., yeah.
Okay.
No, Barbaro was the one that was killed.
Yes.
Okay.
Not killed. He just
so Smarty Jones is still...
No, Barbaro was killed.
He's dead.
No more misery for Barbaro.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, Chan Gorm.
Yep. All right, one for one. There we go.
One for one.
More important event than the Nova 75 title or whatever.
Can we stop it? It was 85. They shot a ridiculous percentage.
I'm sure it was riveting basketball.
This is the guy that's hosting a basketball podcast.
It was not riveting basketball. Yeah, I know it was.
Yeah, there's no shot clock. Ridiculous.
This is the guy hosting the basketball podcast.
Okay. Real basketball.
Number 4. Name the pitcher that was on the mound that recorded the final out of the 1980 World Series.
Oh. Tug McGraw.
There we go.
Take it.
There we go.
I almost said Mitch Williams, and I was like, no, that was the other one.
Yeah. Okay.
Two for two.
You're feeling
real salty right now.
I'm not. I had faith in you.
He didn't. Also,
do they get harder?
I was worried about that one.
Yeah, that would have been embarrassing.
That was the one.
Yeah.
That was the one I was worried about.
Yeah. All right, the third question on institutional Philadelphia sports questions that Elliot should know the answer to. What was the nickname of the 70s Flyers?
Oh, the Broad Street Bullies?
Never a doubt.
There we go. I mean, I've always been a hockey fan.
Yeah.
That might have been the easiest one of the three.
Come on. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Fire Tortorella.
That's why the question's had.
Fire Tortorella.
He's benching our guy, Michko.
It's insane they still have him as the head coach.
It is.
He's holding back the Flyers.
Terrible strategy on the ice, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're more dumping Chasemen.
Exactly.
All right, number 2 on institutional Philadelphia sports questions that Elliot should know the answer to. Who did Dr. J play for before he was a Sixer?
Okay, so it was the Nets, but wasn't it an ABA team?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, my God.
So I'll be honest, that's a Mitchell and Ness jersey piece of information there.
Yeah, okay, yeah, don't matter. Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
We didn't expect you that you were there and saw it yourself.
Yeah, shout out to Fabulous for always wearing the throwbacks back. All right.
And you're not a big fan of history, as we've learned.
Yeah. Exactly.
As we've learned.
Well, neither are you, Jack.
I disagree.
Well, this is the crazy thing. Jack's getting on me about not knowing some coach from the 70s or 80s or whatever.
Raleigh Massimino is a famous coach in Philadelphia.
It's institutional.
I work in sports radio. I've never heard his name, like, ever.
Oh, my God.
So this idea that he's, like, this big, important... Look, I'm sure he's a great coach. I'm sure he's a great coach.
But was
like,
a great coach.
Yeah, was.
Yeah. He passed. Yeah. The number one...
No disrespect. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no disrespect at all. Yeah. The number one, though, question Elliot has to know the answer to.
The look on Ike's face right now.
Yes. He wants you to stop talking about Rolly.
Yeah. Yes.
Is... Who hit the home run off of Mitch Williams to end the 1993 World Series?
Oh, all right, so...
Oh, my God, just answer it!
I know he played for the Blue Jays.
Yes!
There you go.
They were playing the Blue Jays.
Yeah, well, I got one for one on that.
It's process of elimination for it.
Oh, come on. You're not being serious.
No, I really am being serious.
Oh. Talk his way through it.
I can't think of it. It's... I know...
White guy, black guy.
I think he was black.
Well, he was a black guy. Yeah.
Right.
You can say black.
Yeah.
Your brother. Sorry.
All right. I'm going to guess, and you're all going to laugh, but here's my guess.
Oh, no.
Is it Carl Banks?
Carl Banks,
the giant.
The linebacker for the Giants?
I just picked a name that sounded like it would, you know.
Sound like what?
Like, that's the name I remember.
Better than Carlton Banks.
Carl Banks?
Who was it?
Joe Carter.
All right, I was kind of close.
No, you weren't.
It's a different sport. What do you mean you were kind of close?
I was wrong on that one.
Carl Banks?
4 for 5.
Good job, Elliot.
Good job,
Elliot, do you want a bonus question to make
more.
Up for your...
I mean, if you guys want to keep doing this, yeah.
Three more.
Go all day.
Go on, Jack.
Who was the Sixers coach when they won the championship in 1983?
I don't want to do this anymore.
Before the Vet the Eagles
Billy
played.
Billy Cunningham.
Before the
I was going to say Lionel.
Before the Vet the Eagles played where?
Franklin Field.
Okay.
There you go.
Come on.
Who was the best player in the 04 St. Joe's Hawks?
Oh. Wow, it's crazy. It was Jameer Nelson, but was that really that long ago?
04?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was like 50 years ago. Who even knows who he is?
Well,
right,
it's a lot more recent than 85.
And Spike thought this question was unfair.
Well, did Delonte West get drafted before Jameer?
Yeah, that's a debatable one.
But Jameer, I think, was player of the year.
I also remember.
Well, I know.
Yeah, I would have accepted either one. Yeah.
They lost to Boston College, right?
They lost to Oklahoma State.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And then Spike didn't want me
to... I got cocky.
Spike didn't want me to ask this one, but I think it's interesting.
Nice, excited.
Who was involved in the Thrilla in Manila?
Oh, okay.
Oh, it was Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier?
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on.
I was worried. I was worried about all of these. And you passed the flying
colors.
I think
you need to admit you're salty right now.
I'm not salty.
Well,
I thought it'd be funny.
You saying Carl Banks hit the home run off of Mitch Williams
made it worth it.
Yeah, that's fine. People will only remember my losses, not my wins, as normal. Yeah.
Oh, boy. This hour brought to you by Guided Door
Window. To be clear, I didn't mean the linebacker. I just...
Well, there's not another Carl Banks.
Well, I didn't know his name.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. My point on the Thrill in Manila one is that even though Joe Frazier is from Philadelphia, it didn't feel like Philadelphia sports knowledge to me. It just didn't feel like it fit.
It's funny you bring that up because I had my first boxing class last night.
How'd it go?
It was not good. Yeah,
let your ass beat down in the class.
I would imagine nobody in the class was very intimidated by me.
Yeah,
if I had to guess. God. Yeah.
Can we get video the next time?
Yeah. Can we please send Tucker?
Tucker, watch me. Yeah.
Yeah. I would
maybe.
Tucker,
let me get
you
a few more classes.
Will you go to Elliot's boxing class and video too? Yes.
That would do numbers.
Yeah,
online.
That would be huge.
Yeah,
on
I'm
YouTube.
Sure people would have a lot of fun with that on Twitter.
Yeah, sure would.
Yeah, I'm gonna end up boxing a listener or something.
Yeah,
we're gonna start lining
people
up.
Glad you realize what's up next.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
Next year's Eagles radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Elliot. Yeah.
Okay, Andrew and Jamison is on WIP. What's up, okay, Andrew?
What it do, fellas? It's game day.
Yes, sir.
Saquon Barkley MVP season, and still waiting on that.
They don't
live
give MVPs
vote
to running
the,
backs.
Plus, still waiting on the live MVP. Vote for afternoon show caller. But I'm gonna get straight to my point, Buzz. You know what to do.
Oh, come on!
The you know what to do was cold.
Yeah. Dig their graves. bury them like you did Dallas. If you're a commander, you better have life insurance because the Grim Reaper's coming. Tear their hearts out. And you know what they said about us? Saquon gets hurt too much. Jalen has no arm. Kelsey's gone. Defense is Swiss cheese. Sirianni doesn't do anything. Smitty's too small. AJ locker room problem? Well, guess what? Those people can join Washington and Dallas in that deep grave so we bury the haters and prove everyone else wrong. We have the MVP on our roster. We have bread and butter. The most important part, we got us, the fans. No one likes us, and we don't care. Go Birds. E-S-E-L-E-S, Eagles.
Hey, look.
Bye-bye, Washington.
It was a good call from Andrew.
Blood!
Look, Andrew going, like, you know what to do with the music.
It was so good.
Yes, it was a good moment.
I'm a big Andrew fan. I've enjoyed his
Andrew.
He is relentless.
Andrew from Jamison.
Andrew.
I just don't know what to do with him.
Yeah, because his calls are okay.
I love his tenacity. He wants to do this.
Yep.
He's trying.
Yep.
Damn it, man.
I know. That's my conundrum charming. As well.
What's charming is that his energy is great, but his execution is only okay.
And the one thing he's nailed so far in his calls is the bread and butter.
Yes.
He got that right.
He knows what to say.
A lot of what he's saying is, I don't know if it comes from other callers.
It's basic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Saquon's good. AJ's good. Jalen's good.
Well, you know what that was, right? That was the parade speech.
Oh, yeah. He was doing the Kelsey thing.
Yeah.
Actually, you mentioned bread and butter. There might be a new nickname for Reed Blankenship and Cooper DeJean. We will get to it right after I tell you where to go shopping for your pets. You got a cat? You got a dog? You love them? Well, your job is to give them the happiest and healthiest life anywhere. And you can do that by just going to Dogs and Cats Rule. You know, there are pet stores all over the place, but Dogs and Cats Rule is special. It's different. And it's different because of the people. George Perenni, the lead dog at Dogs and Cats Rule, makes sure that every single one of the 7 locations has the best staff anywhere. And I know you might be asking, it's a pet store. How good could the staff be? Well, here's the difference. They're top of the line with all the pet nutrition, local products, high-quality products. But when you go into a pet store, you go into Dogs and Cats Rule, there's hundreds of dog foods, right? Hundreds of cat foods. You don't know what to get. Supplements, you don't know what to get. But that's where the staff at Dogs and Cats Rule comes in. They're going to lead you to the best answer. They know those answers. You don't have to worry about Googling it. You don't have to worry about asking your vet, all that sort of stuff. The staff in Dogs and Cats Rule is excellent. And now it's cold outside. As we get into winter, you need a coat or a fleece or a sweater for your dog or for your cat. They have all of that too. So not for your gat.
Your gat?
For your cat.
Get your gat.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So 7 locations in Pennsylvania. There's Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, Bluebell. In Jersey, there's Pennington and Princeton. Dogs and catsrule.pet is the website. Shop small, shop local, shop family. So the nickname that Andrew came up with for Reed Blankenship and Cooper DeJean was bread and butter. Mm-hmm. And we like that. And we presented that to Reed Blankenship last Friday, and he approved of it. He liked it. He smiled, and he said it was good.
Yeah.
But today, Cooper and Reed walked into the link, both wearing matching T-shirts.
Uh-oh.
Now, they are the rap T-shirt style, like with the big, bold letters, and like you'll recognize the style. Mm-hmm. It has both of their pictures on it, and on top it says, "Exciting Whites."
Oh, is it the wine thing?
Yeah.
Is
that what that is?
Yeah, like you go to a wine store up top, it'll say like old whites or new whites, and they are for the wines. So there is the Exciting Whites T-shirt. Exciting Whites it's a pretty straightforward nickname, but it's...
Well, no doubt, it's straightforward.
There's no guessing there. What do you think of Exciting Whites?
Here's what I think of it.
Yeah.
They are in favor of it, and they've embraced it, and they got T-shirts.
Yes.
Got to roll with it.
You got to roll with Exciting Whites.
Got to roll with Exciting Whites.
Now, unfortunately, that hurts Andrew's case.
It does.
Okay, Andrew's case.
I just gave him credit for nailing the bread and butter, and it looks like he's...
Bread and butter is better. Let's just be honest. Like,
I would agree.
It's a better nickname.
It is.
This is a very Twitter,
ha-ha joke.
Yeah.
Well, also, we couldn't have come up with Exciting Whites. Like, they have to do that, right? Like, I couldn't have said Exciting Whites, I guess.
Well, you could have.
Well,
why not?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, exciting whites seems a little too on the nose, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I told you.
Yeah.
The delegation has approved.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
You're good to go.
Okay. All right.
That's why we took the ER off the end of butter and put the A as butter. And, you know, but exciting whites. Okay.
Exciting whites is funny.
Sounds so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, Gilly calls Reed Blankenship Weed Blankenship.
Well, oh, that's funny.
That's Weed Blankenship. And then Cooper DeJean is his Caucasian cornerback.
Yes.
Oh. Which is good.
Which is good, too.
So I say this to say, we in the delegation have already been trying to come up with nicknames for them, as we are certainly embracing our brothers.
Right.
Exciting whites, I don't think we get offended by it.
Yeah, well, that's
we damn sure don't get offended by it.
That's what me and Jack were going to go with.
Yeah.
But it's stolen now.
Like
know?
In the Exciting Whites. It could be
oh, dude.
The new show.
I love the fact they came in with the T-shirts on. Yes. That is pretty awesome.
The vibes are definitely back. They're definitely back.
Yeah. And you know what? This could be, in all seriousness, this could have been something that's could make some guys feel a little uncomfortable.
Yes.
I love the fact they've embraced the whole thing. They're having fun with it. And so the city has come together with these guys, and it's not a big to-do, right?
Yeah, I was actually, when I asked Reed about it, I was like a little nervous.
Because you never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know.
But there's no chance that being a white guy, a defensive back, that he hasn't heard this his whole life. I mean,
there's no doubt about it. Yeah, he's heard it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, there's no chance.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. He's heard it.
All right.
White safety is different. We're talking about a legitimate white cornerback.
Yes.
Yeah. He's heard it.
Yeah.
He's been the only one in the room a few times.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, there's not many white corners out there. He's been the only guy in the position room a lot.
Yeah.
Well, it helps they're both good, too.
Yes.
Well, you're damn right it helps them both.
The nicknames will change if the secondary starts to struggle.
Well, they'll be the boring whites.
Yeah, exactly.
The SE whites. Yeah. Big V and Mount Laurel, you're on WIP. What's up, Big V?
What's up, guys?
What's up, Big V?
What's up, Big V?
It's game day, baby.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Do you want the music? Is that the? I mean,
yes,
everyone else is getting the music.
Everybody's getting the music nowadays.
You know what to do, Buzz.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not gonna bore you guys with the details.
Thank God.
It's going to be a butt kicking. I'm predicting 17 points. I'll kick it.
All right.
We're going to win, and we're going to beat them bad. You know how we're going to beat them bad?
How are you going to beat them bad?
Because we got the stingiest defense in the NFL. I'm talking about stingier than Jack Fritz's high school girlfriend.
That's his wife.
Yeah. Over four.
That's right. It's time right now, prime time, Thursday. We're going to show the world who Dallas Sirianni. We're going to show the world who said Barkley can't run because he's going to get injured. Barkley's going to have three touchdowns. Our defense, the Cats, are going to have three interceptions and five sacks. We are the Eagles. We're going to show the world what Philadelphia can do. We're going to show the world that all roads to the Super Bowl come to Philadelphia. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
It is that time of the show.
Yeah.
I'm almost certain Big V started tailgating already.
Oh, you think? I think Big
V never sounded like that when he calls here.
No.
I like how he just kept it moving.
Yes.
You know? Train roll.
Yeah. Dog mentality on that call. Yeah.
Thank you for not boring us with the details, Big V.
Yeah. More Eagles chance, no details.
Yeah, if you got an Eagles chance, 215.
That's what we want.
Yes, 215. We got a half an hour left in the show, 215-592-9494. Elliot, you hanging out with us for the rest of the hour, hopefully?
Of course, yeah, all right. Absolutely.
So Elliot will be with us for the rest of the show, and we will do our official picks for this game next. We are live from the link from Pepsi Plaza. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Cry now, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
You know the words.
And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
One more.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and
There we go.
Come on, man.
There we go.
There we go.
This is what we do.
There we go. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Mountjoy's got nothing on us.
I've never seen so many people stop and watch the pregame show. We had Nick Foles here earlier, yeah. Oh. By the way, I thought I did well.
No, you didn't.
I thought I did pretty good.
Nah. But you need – do you know – so you don't know the song at all?
I didn't know one single word to that.
Okay.
So which why I think I did well.
Yeah, all things considered, yeah.
Yeah. I tried. I yelled.
Elliot, better or worse than Buzz? What do we think?
Better. Way better.
Better. Yeah. Better than Buzz.
Again.
Yeah, well, Elliot, you didn't try to overpower the song.
No, I was just – you know,
I'm down
a good
to one last breath.
Did I do better than Devin?
I can't tell. Devin's
she was on the
phone.
We definitely overpowered Devin when she had to sing.
We have to bring her in the studio. Yeah. And my mission now is – getting everyone we can into the studio at least once to sing with us.
You need Jordan Mailata to come to
that. Well, that's the goal.
Yeah, we. I mean, he'd crush it and embarrass us, but man, he would crush that song.
I don't know. You guys sound good. I think you're underestimating yourself. It's not a hard song to sing. It's not like they have great voices.
Are you kidding?
I'm kidding, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Relax.
All right.
Yeah, Spike or Muse. I don't know which gets Spike tighter quicker.
I know.
And Beat or or Music.
Or some random band from another.
Yeah, random.
Random.
They weren't the biggest band in the world.
I like Creed. I like Creed.
All right.
It's not their
best
song.
Well, no, you don't.
Yes, I liked Higher. I liked
Higher
a lot.
That's one song.
Arms Wide Open. I love that
song.
That's
another one.
It's a great one.
You got to give them credit. Yeah. All right, so here we are. We are 2.5 hours from kickoff. The pregame show starts right here at 6 o'clock.
I have 10 bets in.
10 bets?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Did you make the...
How many are Jalen unders?
There's no... Dude, if he's getting pushed in the end zone tonight, it's a bad night for me.
Yeah.
Well, he's getting pushed
I got bad
in
news for
tonight.
You, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he is.
He's getting pushed in at least once. So,
So Elliot, I'm going to ask you the two questions that we've been talking about all day. I think I know the answer to the first one, but the second one, a little more interested. The headline tomorrow is one of two things. It's the Eagles are for real. Or actually, we have some concerns. Which one?
I think it's going to be the Eagles are for real. I think they're ready to make a statement tonight. I think they're going to win the game. I feel very, very confident. I mean, they're better than Washington at every level. They have better coaches, a better defense, which is especially noteworthy in this game with how the Eagles' defense is playing. And they have a better offense. So, I think they're going to win the game. I feel very confident about that.
Okay, second question. You could have one quarterback for the next 5 years, Jaden Daniels or Jalen Hurts.
It's a great question. So, I would probably take Jalen.
Ugh.
Well, here's why.
What about a starter franchise with? Not saying the current situation. No, if you had a starter franchise.
Let him answer the question.
Yeah. Well, because all right.
But no, here's why I think it's important. Like, Jalen did not play well the end of last year, right? And he has rebounded from that. I think it's really hard in a player's career. A lot of players can be good early on. But once the league adjusts to you, once you have to go through 3 seasons of everybody seeing you, to still be good, I think it's pretty impressive. So I think Jaden Daniels does have a higher ceiling than Jalen. But if I have Jalen Hurts as my quarterback, what's proven in the NFL is I'm going to win a lot of games. So I would take Jalen.
Well, you're not... You don't know that you're going to win a lot of games. You have the ability to win a lot of games.
Well, he's won a lot of games. Like, the track record is not 1 year, 7 games.
Right.
I mean,
sure.
It's going on 4 years now.
Yeah, yeah, it is. I think I...
And I'd also say, like, this is maybe an obscure point, but I do think it matters when talking about Jalen. In 2021, when Carson got benched and Jalen came in... 2020, my bad. The next game, they went out and beat the Saints, who were good that year, right? So I think Jalen, while we talk about the talent, and the talent does matter, Jalen is the most important player on the team. Like, Jalen makes it all go. He's the quarterback.
He's the fourth most important player.
Like,
he's the most important player on the team.
He makes more decisions on every snap than any other player. And in 2020, that's why I brought it up, like, they switched out only the quarterback. Same coaches, same players, same terrible vibes around that team. And they immediately went and got their best victory of the season. So I don't think he has top five raw talent, but the results are what the results are. And it's hard to not argue he is like a top eight, top five quarterback in the league.
Why the hell are you using a game from 2020?
Because I think it's a good indication of
him. No, it's a typical backup quarterback first game. You get a bump. What happened the rest of the season that year?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't do well. But the point I'm making is everyone always points to the talent as it's the only reason he's successful.
No,
I don't think it's the only reason.
Only thing I'm saying is that's not a good example as a backup quarterback can come in for the first time in one game, catch a team off guard, you win one game, and then next thing you know, we've watched you play. But his other years are – that's all you need to even talk about, really, is the other,
I think
other 3 years.
Your point is fair about the one-game backup thing, but because there's also 4 years of winning, I do think – I'm just trying to say, I don't think the talent's the only reason Jalen wins. I think you could put Jalen on a team with not as much talent, and he would still be a successful NFL quarterback. He's
let
not
me ask you this.
He's not being propped up by everybody around
let
him.
Let me ask you this, and I'm a Jalen guy.
Yeah.
How great did he look in 21?
So I think 21 was still a somewhat successful year for him. But
huh? How did he look?
He didn't. Well, but he looked better than I think maybe you're going to think he did. Like, they did make the playoffs. Like, 20
because of him?
He played a part in it, yes.
Yeah, somebody had to get a running back the ball.
No, but again, like...
Elliott, that team was running for over 200 yards a game.
And Jalen was running for some of those yards.
Yeah, I know, he wasn't throwing the ball is the point that I'm making. He didn't have talent around him. So there's nothing wrong with needing talent around him.
I
agree. Never understood that. My quarterback I played with for 10 years. For 5 years, we couldn't get the proper amount of talent around him, or we would have had a championship. This idea that a quarterback, to prove how good he is, needs to go play without players around him. How did Troy Aikman get in the freaking Hall of Fame? How did Terry Bradshaw get in the Hall of Fame? The great John Elway didn't win anything until Terrell Davis showed up.
So we're on the same page.
You need talent around you as a quarterback. That's not a knock against you as a quarterback.
Yeah,
it's not a knock against
I agree. And I remember, like, me and you used to debate about Carson, all the time about Carson. And you told me, and I was wrong about this, that Carson had bad talent around him, and that's part of the reason he was struggling, right?
Yeah.
Like, so you were right about that. And I don't think that because there's talent around Jalen, what he does should be diminished completely.
I agree.
So we're on the same page. I was just saying.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
But we've seen him play well with no talent is all I'm trying to say. It's not
okay.
Like,
dude, you saw him play well one time without any talent in 2021.
It's not just, like they were 4-12 in 2021.
Dude,
yes,
do you want to go through the game logs? I mean.
Sure. He would, like, 2021, I agree. He was not a top 15
115 yards, 230 yards, 103 yards, 160 yards, 170
yards,
140
yards.
Yes,
yes.
Passing yards.
Well, he's
129 yards.
Yeah, well, I don't know where Jack's going with this, but I'm saying, like, passing yards are not the only stat. Like, 2021 was still a successful year in a lot of ways for Jack.
Here's my argument. Here's the argument for me against the talent thing. I think it's more impressive that Jaden Daniels, as a rookie, is third in or fourth in total yards and fourth in total points with Brian Robinson as his best running back, Zach Ertz, who's cooked, Terry McLaurin. And when you compare that to A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley, and the best offensive line in the league, I just think that matters.
Well, I think Jaden Daniels is awesome. And I do think tonight it's really important Jalen wins this game and outplays him. So I agree with you where if tonight we leave the stadium and we're all sitting here like, oh, man, Jaden Daniels really outplayed Jalen. Like, that Jalen can't let that happen tonight. So I think you're right about Jaden Daniels. What he's done is impressive. But what Jalen has done is more impressive than what Jaden
No,
well, Jaden Daniels has only played eight games.
Well, yes, that's what I'm saying. The totality of
his career this year, Jaden Daniels has been much more impressive.
Well, I think the real thing about talent is this, and Ike, I agree with you. You don't want to punish the quarterback for having talent, and you need talent to succeed at the highest level. I think the real question with the quarterback is, because you're not always going to be able to assemble the best wide receiver tandem in the league, or have the best running back, or have the best offensive line. The real question with the quarterback, I think, is how much can you make up for with the quarterback, right? How much can you add that quarterback's talent to the overall thing? So if you have a quarterback who is more talented and can do more, maybe you can take a little bit off of this or a little bit off of that, and he can make up
for
it. I think that the thing with Jalen that we have the question about, and it's not to punish him if AJ isn't there, but is really to just sort of figure out, okay, how much can he take on if you don't happen to have that? And I think that is where, when you talk about ceiling, when you look at Jaden Daniels, that's where you look at his ceiling. He has, you would think at this point, he has more of that ability.
Okay,
than
I want to see Jaden Daniels without Terry McLaurin and any other talent down there. Let me see how he looked down there in Washington. See how great he is. Let me see how great he looks. He can make everybody else better.
But I'm not saying without any other talent. I'm saying that the mark of the – not mark of the quarterback, but it's a little bit easier to judge or to see. Like, if you are a more talented quarterback, you can certainly do more with less. It's possible to do more with less.
But don't you think it's noteworthy AJ's had the best year of his career as soon as he got here? Like, AJ was not a rookie when he got here. He had years in the NFL. So, yes, he has great players, but they're getting great results.
I got news for you. The hypothetical is ridiculous because – it's our team, and we have the talent. So they aren't looking to get rid of A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Saquon Barkley and say, let's see if Jalen can go win. The Eagles are going to always try to put as much talent as they can around the quarterback. They've learned their lesson from Wentz, doing it when he was here, thinking you can just draft anybody and you're supposed to go win with it. And we ought to be happy as fans that we're not trying to win that way. I don't need Jalen to be this guy that can carry everybody else, because quite frankly, I don't want to see my team without this amount of talent. I've seen that. I've seen us go 9-7 with Arthego Whiteside and Nelson Aguilar and Jalen Reagor. Who enjoyed that?
No, I agree with you.
Nobody enjoyed that.
When you are evaluating the quarterback, I think it is a fair thing to mention and to bring up. Because if you were to put the quarterbacks in equal situations,
sure,
and judge how they – that's all I'm saying is that –
but Jalen's also a second-round draft pick. Nobody takes that into consideration. We're comparing him to all these guys that were first-rounders, top of the top 10 picks, and everything else. The reason why those guys went as high as they did, because they have different measurables that everybody loves. So my point in saying that is that Jalen being a guy who doesn't have the same necessarily measurables as some of those guys and still getting it done at their level, he deserves credit for doing what he's doing as a second-round draft pick when we've seen so many first-round guys who have floundered, who have been terrible. I tell you who was the number one overall pick, Jared Goff. Yeah, you want to see what he looks like without talent around him?
Sure, but
he looks terrible.
But then I would just tell you then what pick he was picked with doesn't matter.
No, it does. It should matter, because the expectation should matter. A guy that goes number one overall versus somebody who was a third-round draft pick and won the quarterback job, I think the guy who wins number one overall should have the higher expectation.
Sure, but once we're 5 years into the league, I don't care where he was picked.
That's fine, but the fact of the matter is he was picked that high for a reason. Josh Allen, if he had Jalen's measurables, would not have been the eighth overall pick.
Right.
But he's 6'5", 250 pounds, and can run. That matters.
Right, and that makes him better. That's all I'm saying.
I don't care. Well, if it makes – that doesn't matter to me. Like, that doesn't matter to me. I think we get too fixated on who's better, this and that and the other. All I know is Jalen has won a lot of football games here as the quarterback. He's won more games in the league than Josh Allen has in the same amount of time. That's what I know.
I would also say that
and he's certainly gone further in the postseason than Josh Allen has. It doesn't mean that Jalen is a better individual quarterback. It just means what my quarterback is doing with what he has to work with, he's getting the most out of it. It would be more of an indictment if we weren't a good team with all this talent around Jalen. But the fact that we're a good team with him, I don't see how that's a negative.
I don't think it's a negative.
Okay.
I'm just trying to judge the quarterbacks in a vacuum. That's all I'm trying to do.
But that's hard to do. It's hard to do when you're penalizing one guy for having talent around him.
I'm not penalizing him for it.
Well, that's all I hear is that if he didn't have this guy around him or he didn't have that guy, and you're answering, and I'm talking to everybody. You mean to tell me Jack doesn't penalize him for having talent?
No, I don't think he penalizes him
for
it.
Oh, sure he does.
Jalen definitely gets penalized.
You don't penalize Jalen for having talent around him?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think the word penalize is wrong here. He is... I think what he is doing is saying that is why he's successful. He's not saying he shouldn't have the talent, but he is saying that is why he's successful.
He's saying that's the only reason why he's successful.
Kind of, that's kind of penalizing.
You mean to tell me that's not penalizing him? How do you hear that and think that's not a knock against him?
No, he thinks it – no, we're going to get tied up in the semantics of it. He doesn't think he's good, right?
Right.
So – and he says that the talent around him is the reason why he's as good as he is.
Right.
I don't think that is penalizing him for it. I think he is saying that is why he's good, that he is not as good. He would not be as good if those players weren't around him. Now, you could say nobody would be as good without those players around him, but I don't think he is saying that.
He just told you he said it.
But, okay.
But
I mean, he just said that's what he's doing.
The other thing I would say, too, I think baked into all of this, is this idea that it's easy to win just because you have talent.
Exactly.
We've seen lots of really talented teams across all sports not achieve their goal just because they have like they have talent. So it's like, oh, this team's so good. The Jets, maybe
Jets have talent.
The Jets have a ton of talent, right? They fired their coach. And I think this happens with Jalen and Nick, where because they have talented receivers and Saquon, like they're just supposed to win 11 games every year, and it's not impressive that they do it. I agree that Jalen's job is easier than like Bryce Young's job, right? Clearly, he has better players.
Sure.
But Jalen also is supposed to win 11 games every year, plays in primetime games all the time, is supposed to win playoff games, has to keep all the mouths on the all the players happy on the team. Like, there's a lot of pressure that comes with having talent around you. And we have seen that Jalen and Nick can handle that. We'll see if Jaden Daniels can handle it, right? As they get more talent, the games start to get bigger. By the way, they've lost to every team they played that's been over 500. So, like, this idea that Jaden Daniels has done something impressive, yes, he has overachieved expectations. But Jalen's expectations are so much higher that we don't give him credit for coming close to them. As opposed with Jaden Daniels, he wins, like, six games, and everyone's like, oh, he's the best next thing. Like, Jalen has done more than Jaden Daniels, even with the talent. Thank you.
Well, Jalen's been in the league for 5 years. Of course he's done
But he's done, like, this year as well, right? After tonight, Jalen's team will be ahead of Jaden Daniels' team in the standings.
All right, well, but that okay, hang on. We'll finish this in a second.
All right.
For the next 30 seconds, you're not going to have to listen to Elliot.
There we go.
All right. One of the things I don't like about being a homeowner is when things break. Because I'm bad when things break, and I panic, and my wife can tell you that. If your water heater breaks... A water heater is what you need. Bradford White will make you stop panicking because you know you're putting the best water heater in your home. You care about your family. You care about you. You care about waking up to a hot shower in the morning, and Bradford White is going to help you do that. Bradford White is built to be the best. It is made 100% in the United States. It's going to last longer than any other water heater you're going to buy, and they want it put in by a professional because it is the best one, so they want the best putting it in your home. So when it's time for a new water heater, you go to bradfordwhite.com, you find a plumbing pro near you, and learn more. Okay.
By the way, the Eagles have beaten one team over 500, and when Washington has beaten a team over 500.
But I don't think they were when they played them, is the point I'm making.
Well, okay. But they both have beaten
one. Well, that's my stat.
They both have beaten one team that's over 500.
Yeah, what do you want me to say? Like that. That's my stat.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you're assuming Jaden Daniels can do what Jalen does. No, I'm talking to Jack.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Look, let's see him do it. Or are you too, Spike? Like, this idea that Jaden Daniels, yes, he's been awesome for seven games.
I love when you say this idea that.
Well, it's true. Like, Jalen has accomplished this year just as much as Jaden Daniels has, right? And obviously they played.
But he hasn't.
How has he not?
Because you're just using wins and losses as a reason.
Well, it's a pretty important
stat. The only thing he's done is not turn the ball over as much. Yeah. What else has he done that's been so
And by
much
the
better?
Way, the Washington is 27th in the league in pass attempts. So it's not like Jaden Daniels is out there
throwing the ball
50 times a game. Like they honestly manage the teams exactly the same. They both run the ball a ton, and they both ask the quarterback not to do as much.
All right.
All right.
Good job. We got him.
Well, everyone here agrees with me.
No. Sure.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, look at this crowd.
Well, the wins and losses thing is absurd.
It's the most important.
It is the most important stat.
He is one of 52 players.
Jalen is.
And if Jalen was not that I need him to throw the team on his back, but the wins and losses thing is
But
absurd.
He has the most to do with the wins and losses. He's the most important player on the field. He makes a decision before every snap on
offense. So does every quarterback.
Yes, that's why win and loss is an important quarterback
stat. No, it doesn't.
It's not a QB stat.
You act like Jalen Hurts is doing something different than every other quarterback in the league when you list off these things he does.
But he's doing it better.
That's what he does.
But he's doing it better.
No, you don't. He's doing it better than who?
But why does he win so much more than ever?
Because he has a great team!
And why? He wins like 80% of his games. Other teams have great players. The Jets have great receivers, right? Like other teams.
But they don't have a great quarterback.
So what's Jalen then?
He is a good quarterback.
So if another quarterback won with the players, he'd be a great quarterback. But Jalen does it, and he's just a good quarterback.
No, if he was better at doing the things that a quarterback is supposed to do.
That sounds like a pretty great skill to have. He is great at doing...
Winning is not a skill! He's not Tim Tebow! This is not Tim Tebow. We're talking about Little League.
Okay, so prior to this season, everybody was like, he can't handle the blitz. Let's see him do the blitz. Let's see if he's good at it.
And now he's awesome at it, and everyone's like, oh, let's just like look over that, right? The pre-snap stuff he does.
The decision they made at the bye is to minimize what he does. And that's when they got successful.
And he still matters more than ever their player on offense, even with that decision.
So would anyone. They could put Gardner Minshew, and he would matter more. They could put
Okay, so you agree Jalen's the most important player on the field. So why does the wins not count for him? But they count for Nick. I hear you bring up Nick's win-loss just like I do all the time.
Well, win-loss is a coach stat.
It's a quarterback stat.
It's not a quarterback.
It is a quarterback stat.
Real quick, we don't have time for the text line, but I have to say that if we did, it would be brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
It was a good text line, too.
This is what Elliot brings to the show.
I'm just saying.
You can hold it for tomorrow.
How many years in a row does he have to win until we can just acknowledge?
Dude, you questioned him 2 weeks ago.
He has a losing record in the playoffs, Elliot. Okay. A losing record.
He's also been to a Super Bowl.
No. Winning counts, right? He has a losing record in the playoffs.
Yes, you're right. He does.
And he had a huge turnover in the Super Bowl.
He did.
Which
absolutely.
They lost.
He did, absolutely.
Okay, so we're talking about wins and losses where it matters most in the playoffs, and he's lost more than he's won. So there, we can throw wins and losses out or we can keep it.
Okay, so.
What do you want to do?
So the losses matter in the playoffs, but the
No. Well, when it really matters, right?
You can't pick and choose
when it really matters.
So how'd they get to the Super Bowl?
By beating the Giants, who are trash, and the 49ers, who are on their fifth quarterback.
So Jalen had nothing to do with them getting there, but he's
that's
the reason they lost the Super Bowl.
That's not what
that
I'm saying.
What you're
this
saying.
Is what happens
exactly
when you bring wins
saying.
And losses. Okay.
Yes, wins and losses.
Ike, you got to say the thing now. Shut up, Elliot. You got to say the thing now. Say it.
Go Birds!
All right.